Hello, everybody. This is Cal Banny with another podcast. Podcast number 11, Developing Your Dynamic Hypnotherapeutic Voice. I'm author, writer, and hypnotherapist. I'm the developer of the 5-Path Hypnotherapy System and the 7-Path Self-Hypnosis System, the new mind-body-spirit approach to self-hypnosis that really goes far beyond any kind of other self-hypnosis system because it works like an antivirus software program for the human mind, enabling you to release yourself from former limitations and program yourself for success. For more information, hypnosis scripts, books, CDs, video programs, and hypnosis sessions, visit some of our other websites. For example, www.calbanion.com. That's my blog. That's where I keep all of these podcasts. Plus, there's lots of good hypnosis news and opinions written there. Also, www.hypnosiscenter.com for information about hypnosis training and classes. There you'll find out information about our upcoming courses to become a hypnotherapist or for self-hypnosis or advanced hypnotherapy training if you're already a hypnotist. Also, www.banyanhypnosismall. Go there for all kinds of hypnosis information, products, training materials from myself and many of the leaders in the field of hypnosis. All right. Now I have some news for everybody. I hope you managed to go and listen to my interview on J.D. Messenger's radio program broadcast on 1312 AM and also over the internet. You can get a recording of it if you didn't make it by simply going to my website, calbanion.com, or going to J.D. Messenger's website at www.jdmessenger.com. That's spelled J-D-M-E-S-S-I-N-G-E-R.com. In that interview, I had the opportunity to talk about something I don't get to talk about very much. It's something, I was a little bit more revealing than I've ever been before in an interview. I talk about a little bit of my personal history and how I came to be involved in hypnosis and to come across this one idea that's had a profound effect in my life. I talked about how each one of us has a calling in life, how that calling can be revealed to each one of us can be accomplished by either hypnosis or self-hypnosis. And particularly, I discuss using 7-Path Self-Hypnosis to learn what that calling is for you. So, hey, when you get some time, you can download this and that particular interview on your iPod and listen to it just like you're listening to this, or just listen to it on your computer. Also, some more news. Hey, the NGH convention for 2006 came to an end. But I'll tell you, it was one of the most exciting, fun, and informative NGH conventions ever. And I'll tell you one special reason, in addition to all the other good reasons. There are about 100 5-pathers there. That's right. 5-Path is a special interest group of the NGH. And so the night before the convention, that Thursday night, we invite all the 5-pathers that are going to the convention to show up at our annual class reunion. What a wonderful time that is. We just about filled up that hotel restaurant with some of the smartest and brightest hypnotherapists at the whole convention. And what was great about that is the new 5-pathers got to meet with some of the other 5-pathers that have been around for a while. Then when they went through the convention, they had all these newfound friends that they could go to the different talks and workshops with. It was really wonderful. Some of the 5-pathers became instructors during the convention. It was really great. At least two or three of our 5-pathers became instructors from Singapore and around the Asia Pacific area. And there was a whole bunch of 5-pathers really from all over the world. Cayman Islands, UK, Asia, just everywhere. It was wonderful to have this great kind of reunion of all these 5-pathers there. That's what made it for me the friendliest ever NGH convention. By the way, while we were there, 13 new students applied and entered and then graduated from the Week of Power, the 7-day advanced hypnotherapy certification with 5-Path and 7-Path. It was wonderful. And if you're not 5-Path certified yet, I want to strongly encourage you to either get the DVD set so that you can do the course remotely or come to one of our live trainings. All right. Let me tell you something else. Big news. Complete Convention, the Complete 2006 Convention, is now available for you to purchase. All of the talks shrunk down using MP3 technology, hundreds of talks, all shrunk down to just about 7 CDs, and you can get them for just $6.50. Over 400 presentations, I believe, and that's less than $2 a presentation. That's amazing. It'll soon be available on our website. In fact, I think it'll be up today if you go to BanyanHypnosisMall.com or HypnosisCenter.com. You can get the details. I'll tell you what, this is the best value ever to come about in any kind of recorded fashion. I'm not sure the exact number. I think it was somewhere around 400 presentations. And if you do the math, that's less than $2 per presentation. Simply amazing the breadth and the depth of the hypnosis information that you can get for just $650. If you listened to one recording a day, what does that mean? It's going to take you over a year. So now certainly most people are not going to do that, but what it becomes is like a living encyclopedia, a knowledge base, because all of those talks are indexed so that you can choose the ones, pick and choose what you want to listen to and when. And MP3, that technology plays in all modern CD players, so you should just be able to just expand your mind with this new, up-to-date hypnosis information. So once again, when you get done listening to this, go to BanyanHypnosisMall.com and you'll see an announcement there, or just go to the audio programs and you will find that there is all that information available for you to order now. One more piece of information, news that you can use. New trainers are coming to the Banyan Hypnosis Center. That's right. This next year, we're going to bring in a number of popular and exciting trainers to our center. We're now working with scheduling some of the following people to be at our center over the next 6 months or so, or first part of next year. Sean Brookhouse from the UK. This guy not only is informative, but he's fun. I've often commented to my friends that Sean is wasting his time in hypnosis. He should just go straight to Hollywood. He is such a good teacher that you're going to have such a great time, you won't even realize that you're learning something until you've left the class with his new knowledge. Ron Esslinger, the master of pain management. This guy here, he is the foremost trainer in pain management, coming to our center next year. Roy Hunter, the author of The Art of Hypnosis, The Art of Hypnotherapy, and his new book about parts therapy, coming to our center. Tom Nicoli, he's famous for his appearance on TV, selling hypnosis to the world. Marilyn Gordon, one of my favorite ladies here in California, who teaches hypnosis with a metaphysical, spiritual angle. She's delightful. You're going to love her. I love her. And we hope to have her here at the center real soon. Also, one more. Let me squeeze in one more name. James Ramey. He is the ultimate expert on ultra-depth hypnosis, or the ultra-depth process. That's probably the best way for me to say it. And we're going to be talking about other people and more people coming to our center, and so you can meet with all these different trainers at one centralized location. Heck, when you come to the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Orange County, California, you can come for some wonderful training and then stay a couple days and enjoy the beach or Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm, whatever you want. There is simply no better place in the world to go for hypnosis training, be it our 5-path, 7-path systems, or now some of the leaders in the world of hypnosis. Oh, let me drop one more name. Scott Giles. Scott Giles is a reverend, and he also does a lot of work in a hospital, working especially with pain management and that kind of stuff. He's going to be here too, and he's going to be presenting the NGH-endorsed clinical hypnosis program. So we'll get the details about all these talks as they come up. All right. Now we get to the topic of the broadcast. I'll tell you, in our advanced hypnotherapy certification course, the Week of Power, I get a chance to work with a lot of experienced hypnotists that have come to me to really amp up their level of success and their confidence. And one of the things I've noticed, even among experienced hypnotherapists and hypnotists, is that they get stuck in the wrong tone of voice. You can make a huge difference in your success in doing hypnosis and hypnotherapy if you will develop a dynamic hypnotherapeutic voice. So let me run through a list of some of the things I've written down. And this list is excerpted from an article I published in the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. Let me tell you, make a quick little segue. If you're not a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists, you need to become a member. That organization does more to bring up-to-date training, up-to-date information to the profession of hypnotism than any other organization out there. And I'm not putting down any other organization. I'm just telling you, you want to be an NGH member. If you got your certification through the NGH and you let that certification expire, you want to call our office immediately and get information on how to get certified, recertified again. Our telephone number is 714-258-8380. Again, that's 714-258-8380. Because we can get you the information you need to get your NGH certification current. And then you can get that fabulous Journal of Hypnotism. And it is really a great journal. I'm privileged to write for it in each issue. I have my own column there. I'm very proud to be a part of that. It's an excellent professional journal. All right, let's talk about how to develop your dynamic voice and get more out of each session with your clients. Let me start off with, don't get stuck in the stereotypical slow droning voice of the television hypnotist. Oh man, I just about went to sleep there. But I'll watch, even professional hypnotists with years of experience, they'll start a hypnosis session, and it doesn't matter what they're doing. They could be doing an induction, a deepening, emerging process, age regression, forgiveness therapy, and they want to talk like this. Don't get stuck. That's not dynamic. That's flat. Next point, your tone of voice should be congruent with what you're suggesting. How do you know if you're using the right tone of voice? That's easy. The best and most proper, the most effective tone of voice is the one that is congruent with what you're suggesting. What do I mean by that? If you're suggesting relaxation, then use a relaxed tone of voice. When you suggest emotion, put some emotion in your voice. If you are suggesting that the client begins to emerge, then you want to add some volume and brightness and sharpness to your voice. For example, if I'm inducing someone into hypnosis, I might just use a regular tone of voice, which is very typical of like the Elman-Banyan induction. particularly in the parts where I'm just giving instructions. Then in the deepening part, I'll begin to speak in a deeper, slower tone. Let me just give you part of that induction. The entire induction can be found either in my book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, co-authored with Gerald Kine, or on our website, hypnosiscenter.com. Here we go. Take your attention to my hand. Take a nice deep breath, exhale, and close your eyes. You know, you can relax your eyelids so much that they just won't work. Once you're sure that you've done that, give them a check to make sure they won't work. Good. Stop checking and go deeper relaxed. Now take that quality of relaxation to the top of your head. Now send that feeling of relaxation all the way down from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, really letting this physical part of you go much deeper relaxed. Okay, now that little snippet of the first part of the Elman-Banyan induction demonstrates that in the beginning I'm just giving instructions, and so I deliver that those instructions in just a normal tone of voice at a normal rate of speech. But when I get into suggestions for going deeper relaxed, I will slow and my voice down, I will deepen, I will speak a little bit softer. So that's just the beginning of an example of using dynamics in an induction. In a deepening process, for example, a simple 1-3 count, you want to use a deepening tone. Let me explain and demonstrate that to you. I would say to the client, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1-3. When I get to 3, let yourself go so deeply relaxed, it's as if you had actually doubled the relaxation. Here we go. 1. Deeper relaxed. Safe, secure, comfortable. 2. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Really letting go. Safe, comfortable, relaxed. 3. There you go. So deeply relaxed. It's as if you doubled your relaxation. Way down. Safe, comfortable, and relaxed. So in that example, you can see that when I was just giving instructions, I spoke at a normal rate of voice, rate of speech. When I suggested going deeper relaxed, my voice relaxed, I slowed down my tone, and I slowed down my rate of speech and spoke in a softer tone. Now, for example, in that same induction, the Elman-Banyan induction, there's a point where I give my client the suggestion, in a moment, I'm going to have you begin counting out loud, starting with the number 1. After each number, I'd like you to relax your mind. And when you count, I'd like you to count softly and slowly. So you can see in that part of the induction, the part where I'm just giving instructions is at a normal rate of speech, a normal tone. Then when I say, I would like you to count out loud, slowly and softly, I actually say the word slowly, slowly. And I say the word softly, softly. We need to become aware of the meta message contained in the tone of our speech. So that's why we want to be congruent. If I am suggesting that someone go deeper relaxed, but my tone is not a relaxing tone, then what happens is I'm incongruent and the effect of my suggestions is not going to be as good. That's also true for when I'm emerging someone. We generally don't want to emerge someone using a soft, deepening tone while we're simultaneously telling them to prepare to open their eyes feeling bright, sharp, and fully alert. For example, we wouldn't want to say, In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 up to 3. When I get to 3, you'll be fully alert, bright, sharp, and clear-headed. 1. Beginning to emerge. 2. Emerging more and more. 3. Open your eyes, fully emerged. So that's almost a comical demonstration of the meta message, the message in the tone and the rate of speech being incongruent with the emerging process. And what I'm suggesting, my voice is saying, go deeper, go more relaxed, go deeper. But my instructions are saying, open your eyes, feeling bright and sharp and ready to go. And so what will happen is the wording that I'm using, the actual suggesting of the alertness and sharpness has been, what, neutralized by my tone. All right. So the proper tone is congruent with the suggestions being made. Let's talk about some advanced hypnosis. When doing age regression, for example, keep in mind that you should use tone and vocabulary appropriate to the age regressed client's age. When your client is regressed to the age of 5, speak to your client as if he or she was 5 years old. For example, let's say I go, okay, I'm going to count from 5 back to 1. When I get to 1, you're going to be at your 5th birthday party. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you are, your 5th birthday party. What's happening, 5? And the 5 might say, oh, it's my birthday party. And I say, what you doing? Oh, I'm being with my friends. We're having a great time. Okay, 5, have you opened your presents yet? No, not yet. Good, when I count to 3, you'll be opening your presents. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. What's happening, 5? So you see my tone of voice and the kind of wording that I'm using is congruent with speaking to a 5-year-old. It's also congruent with what the occasion is. I certainly wouldn't want to take someone back to 5 years old like this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you are, 5. What's happening? Oh, I'm at my birthday party. Oh, can you please explain the psychological ramifications of your mother and father and what they purchased for you for your birthday? You see, what's that going to do? It's almost humorously incorrect, but I've seen experienced hypnotists and hypnotherapists do that. And then they wonder why their age regression sessions don't work out right, and the person pops into hypermnesia, which is just simply remembering, rather than true age regression, which is a revivification, a reliving of the event. If you start using terms, and if your tone and speaking style is incongruent with what's happening to 5, you see, then the grown-up aspect of the adult is likely to answer, especially if you're using vocabulary or tone that's more appropriate to the adult than to 5. So that right there can be a big change in a success in your age regression sessions. While I'm on the topic of age regression, let me tell you about another kind of thing to keep in mind. Keep in mind that if you're doing affect bridge age regression, you need to use a dynamic and emotional tone of voice when you're creating the affect bridge. Now, for those of you that don't know a lot about that, let me explain. You know, age regression is when we regress someone back to a previous time or event and they relive it from that younger aspect of themselves' point of view. Now, also, when we do that, affect means emotion. So what we're going to do is we're going to create an emotional bridge. So we have a client that is hypnotized and deep into the state of somnambulism, and we suggest to that individual that there's a feeling inside them that they don't like that has everything to do with why they came here today. And as you count from 1 to 3, that feeling comes up as strong, as powerful as it's ever been. When you do that, you want to use a dynamic tone. For example, let's say you're working with someone that has a fear of spiders. And we say, count from 1 to 5, and that feeling you get whenever you see a spider comes up, 1. That feeling you get whenever you see one of them hairy, 8-legged beasts comes up, 2. Stronger and stronger feeling it. 3. Stronger and stronger. Good. I can see you've connected to it because you're breathing more quickly. Your face is turning red. 4. Coming up stronger and stronger. 5. There it is. Strong, as powerful as it's ever been. Focus on that feeling as I count from 5 back to 1. You go back to an earlier time you felt that way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You see, the tone of my voice is emotional. It's almost responding in a scary way, as if my client was speaking. And that creates a mental environment and a milieu, so to speak, where those emotions can come up strong and powerful so that we can use them as a bridge to the past. All right. Here's another point. Keep in mind that hypnosis is not a state of relaxation, but rather a state of heightened suggestibility. Clients can move about and even yell and hit a pillow when in hypnosis. We do that all the time in 5-path hypnotherapy. Clients will relive a scary event and they'll be afraid, or they will confront an offender from the past and talk about how they hurt them, and they will yell, they might hit a pillow, these kinds of things, and they're still in hypnosis. You can speak loudly to your client if it's congruent with the suggestion that you're giving, such as that they speak loudly. For example, let's say your client is confronting someone in hypnosis. While they're in hypnosis, confronting someone that hurt them very badly in the past, and we might say to them, tell him how that person hurt you. And they say, you hurt me because you made me feel bad about myself. And then you become the cheering leader. And you say, that's right, tell him, tell him. And as you get loud and you speak in an emotional way, it says to your client, the meta message is, now you can really tell them what you think, express your feelings, let's get it out. All right. So hypnosis is not a fragile state that you need to be concerned that if you speak too loudly, it'll emerge your client. Hypnosis is not sleep. You won't wake them up if you speak in a normal voice, or even louder if it is congruent with your suggestions. Speaking quickly can actually deepen hypnosis because it causes the client to have to focus on what you're saying. When you speak quickly, it is trance-inducing if the client is attempting to follow your instructions. For example, you could say something like, there's 3 important things we do whenever we do hypnosis together. For example, the first most important thing we might do is simply have you follow my instructions. By doing that, you are creating this ongoing deepening level of deepening relaxation. The second important thing we do is from time to time, I'll have you think about or imagine something. For example, right now I'd like you to think about or imagine a perfectly formed leaf from a tree, green like springtime, with a single drop of moisture upon it, like a warm and gentle rain, and pass by. And I could go on and on. While I'm speaking to my client who's in hypnosis that way, what happens is it focuses their attention. They become less involved in their personal thinking, those random thoughts that come, and what's going on outside of them. It deepens the hypnosis. You'll notice I was speaking quickly, but softly. All right. Speaking more quickly adds more energy to your sessions and moves you through your material more quickly. That's one of the things I'd like to see hypnotists do more of, is rapidly and efficiently, while still being effective, moving through their sessions. Now, in these podcasts, I tend to speak quickly. That's because, one thing, you're not taking notes. If you're taking notes, you're going to have to hit the rewind button, no doubt. But you can process information quickly, and the more quickly we speak in hypnosis, provided that we're still being consistent with what we're suggesting, it moves the session along more quickly, and it tends to deepen or focus their attention. Being more dynamic deepens hypnosis without putting your clients to sleep. That's right. This is not well enough understood in our profession. Speaking quickly, speaking rapidly, so long as the tone is consistent with what you're suggesting, deepens the hypnosis without putting your clients to sleep. Finally, let me wrap up with the sentences that we speak to our clients have more meaning than that which is contained in the words in the sentence. A great deal of power of our words is in the tone and rate in which we speak. As hypnotherapists, we need to understand that our primary tools are the spoken word. And the spoken word has more to it than just the meaning of the word. There is the tone. There is the rapidity with which it is spoken. And there is the volume in which it is spoken. One of the big differences between a beginning musician and a master musician is the dynamics with which they use their instrument, be it a vocalist or pianist or a guitarist. They are able to build a feeling of emotion into their instrument so that their music, even if there is no spoken word, when we listen to it, it gets a message across. We feel as if that musician has spoken to us through their instrument. So certainly, the hypnotist who begins to use his or her hypnotherapeutic voice in a dynamic way is able to communicate and be more effective in his or her sessions. Well, that wraps it up for today. For this edition, I hope you'll come back for more. We have many, many, many more podcasts planned. I hope you also visit our websites where you'll learn about all of our upcoming trainings, especially our NGH Hypnotherapy Certification training with 5-Path and 7-Path. Before the year's over, we have one scheduled for September. We have one scheduled for November. And if you're out there in Asia or you can travel, we've got one scheduled in December in Singapore. We also have an advanced hypnotherapy training, just like the Week of Power that we did at the convention, but it's going to be here at our center in Tustin, California in October. Check out our website for more information. If you want to contact me, you can email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com or call our office at 714-258-8380. Again, that's 714-258-8380. Well, that's it. We've finished another podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you'll come back and get more. And I definitely want to see you in class. So, until next time, this is Cal Banion signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.